Wawa recently announced that millions of its customers' credit and debit card information may have been exposed to hackers. And that news freaked me out, along with a lot of other Wawa customers.
We're doing a story on the Wawa data breach. When you heard about it, how did that make you feel?
A little nervous because I'm at Wawa all the time.
So how does that make you feel?
Nervous. This whole system, with the hacking the computers, it's just messing everybody's life up.
So Wawa said it can't determine how many people were affected, but what they did say was that the malware that compromised these credit card and debit card numbers could have been at potentially all of their 850 stores.
How does Wawa's data breach reveal weaknesses in our ever-evolving payment system? I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. Christian Hedrick is a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Christian, tell me what happened on December 10th.
Wawa finds malware on its payment processing servers that had been sitting there since potentially as early as March 4th.
Jeez. And so what did they do when they found out?
So they say they contained the malware about 2 days later. And then a week or so after that, they went public with it. The CEO put an open letter on their website, though they didn't really publicize it on social media. There's no social media posts on Facebook or Twitter about this. They said they reported it to the FBI, and they've told the payment card companies about this as well.
What sorts of consumer information did it hack into?
So it got into the cardholder names, the credit card numbers, and the expiration dates for both credit cards and debit cards that were used at gas pumps and inside the stores. What it didn't get would be the debit card PIN numbers. If you use an ATM at Wawa, there was no risk there. But just that credit card and debit card information was what was compromised.
You said that it had been infected since March 4th. That's like 9 months. Why did it take Wawa so long to discover that breach?
So we don't know exactly yet, how the malware got there and why it took them so long to find it. But what I can say is it's actually not that uncommon for these breaches to go undetected for such a long time. IBM, the computer company, put out a survey not too long ago, and they said on average it took about 7 months for organizations to find data breaches after they'd already been on there.
Do we know how it was hacked?
We don't know yet. Wawa has not shared how they were hacked, and they have an investigation that's ongoing. But what we do know is about a month ago, Visa, the nation's largest credit card network, they announced that gas stations had become sort of these new favorite targets of criminal hackers. Typically, in the past, hackers would put these physical devices in the gas pumps called card skimmers. And that meant that literally every single time you swipe the card, it would steal the information one card at a time. Last month, though, Visa warned that hackers were now using malware to take payment card information from gas stations because gas stations have been slow to adopt this more secure payment technology, the cards with the computer chips versus swiping to make the payment. And so Visa was saying that in cases they investigated, an employee would be sent a link in an email. They would click the link. It would download malware to the computer, and then there would be malware on the company's computer system.
Most of the attacks, while they use computer software, basically use social engineering.
I spoke to Michael Levy. He's the former chief of computer crimes for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Eastern Pennsylvania, and he said that really, no matter how secure of a firewall you have or how hardened your computer defenses are, if an employee clicks that link and sort of opens the door to that malware to get in.
We train people, if you get an email that looks even the least bit funny, don't click on a link. But you can tell a human being to do that, and 500 times they don't. If on the 501st time they do, you may be downloading some bad code to the computer system.
And then they sort of tunneled under the proverbial firewall, so to speak.
Where does the malware go?
So eventually the malware migrates to the payment processing servers, which is sort of like the vault where they keep all the sensitive credit card and debit card information. And so even though this attack is with malware and not with card skimmers, gas stations are still susceptible to this because the chip technology is considered sort of far more secure than the magnetic stripe. And that's because when you pay with a chip, it creates sort of like a unique one-time code mm-hmm. each time. Mm. And so when they go into the payment processing servers and they take all that data, it's kind of like useless to them. They can't use that for counterfeit fraud since the code was only created for that one particular transaction. Mm-hmm. Unlike the magnetic stripe, which does not create that unique code each time.
Do we know who did this yet?
We don't know who did this yet. Wawa has reported this to the FBI. What I can say is that about a month earlier, Visa said a financially motivated group called Fin8, which typically sort of hack these restaurants and retail establishments for this very same data, had hacked other gas stations in North America for the same information that was taken from Wawa. Typically, these are groups that are overseas. And so while the FBI may be looking into this, it could be difficult to bring a case against somebody if they're in, say, Russia, China, some other country. That makes it all more difficult to sort of find and prosecute, you know, these criminals.
This has got to be a public relations disaster for Wawa.
This is not what people want to hear going into the holidays. The company says all stores were potentially affected.
How has it impacted Wawa?
Aside from all the stories that have been published in the media, you've seen, I think we're up to 10 lawsuits have been filed in federal court in Philadelphia seeking class action status. And they allege that Wawa is sort of responsible for this because they did not adequately secure the credit card and debit card numbers that they were storing on their computer servers. And those lawsuits have just been introduced. They're pending. One woman I spoke with who was affected by this, Tabitha Hans Arroyo, she says it's too little too late that, you know, her data, sensitive data, has already been exposed to criminals for 9 months now. But I could tell you that in a sort of similar case in 2017, Target had to end up paying about $18 million in a settlement over, again, having their payment card information exposed.
Do customers who have been compromised have any immediate recourse?
Wawa is offering free credit monitoring and identity theft protection for a year, so you can contact Wawa about that and get that protection.
When we come back...
It's a never-ending war. From the time the first man picked up a rock, you know, somebody came up with the idea of a shield.
This is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. I'm talking to Inquirer reporter Kristen Hedrick about the recent data breach at Wawa and what's being done to prevent it from happening again. In the scheme of company data breaches, where does Wawa rank in this?
I would put this like, as far as how sensitive this information is, it's kind of like a 2 out of 5. And by that, I mean, you know, you can always get a new credit card, you can always get a new debit card, and then the information that's been taken becomes useless to the bad guys. Compare that to other breaches of, you know, medical or healthcare companies, where it's your sensitive health information about, you know, what conditions you may have, or the case of Equifax, which was social security numbers of, of 150 million people. That's harder to replace. And so while the Wawa breach is a hassle for customers, it's not as serious or as sensitive as information as we've seen in other breaches.
Christian, how surprised were you that this happened at Wawa?
I was surprised that the hackers went after Wawa. You know, we've seen this with Equifax, the large credit agency, Target, a retailer with stores all over the country. And Wawa, as big as it is here, it's still really just here. They have stores mostly in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware. And so, like, it seems like a cyber attack on Wawa is like an attack on Philadelphia.
Feels really personal.
Yeah.
So you won't stop going to Wawa?
At all.
Because... there's a Wawa on every corner.
There's a Wawa on every corner, and I don't like Starbucks.
How often do you go to Wawa?
Do you really want to ask her that? Multiple times a day.
I'm not worried about the Wawa here, though. I use my debit card all the time, so nothing has happened to me so far.
Now we're off to get our coffee.
With cash.
Is there anything that Wawa can do to prevent this from happening again?
Wawa says it's still implementing the technology that takes payments via a computer chip, and they should have that done by October. Some of the experts I spoke with said that businesses are still not quite spending the money that they should on cybersecurity. They're getting there, but they're not there yet. And so it's really incumbent upon them to be doing ongoing checks for malware to find these things as quickly as possible and not let them sit there for 9 months. And when I talked to Marcus Fowler, who works at Darkface, a cybersecurity firm, he said that the malware that had infected Wawa was sort of highly sophisticated.
You have cyber criminals on both ends of the spectrum, some that are incredibly sophisticated, and the other is less sophisticated cyber criminals that have an increasing level of access to tools, and therefore you have an expanse of the scope and scale of the cyber attacks that can be conducted.
And so that gets to the point that even if you are vigilant in trying to stop these attacks, you know, the bad guys are always still trying to get the best tools possible to do that.
It's a never-ending war of offense and defense. From the time the first man picked up a rock, you know, somebody came up with the idea of a shield, and it's gone from that point on.
It sounds silly, but you can just pay cash. Hard money is still anonymous, and it's not as easy to trace, if at all, like a credit card or a debit card purchase can be.
Cash always works. Well, Christian, thank you, as always, for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That was Inquirer reporter Christian Hedrick. We reached out to Wawa for additional comment. Wawa said it was working with law enforcement to support their ongoing investigation and, quote, that it would continue to take steps to enhance the security of their systems, unquote. The Why is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Binyakov, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, under the editorial direction of Katie Culinary. What about you? Do you think you've been hacked at Wawa? Let me know on Twitter at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm just really offended that somebody in Russia could very well be hacking my Wawa.
Yeah.
It's in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. It probably won't make it, but you know.
It's okay.